It's time to go looking for trouble. And the folks at New Constructs do that. They go searching footnotes, and when they find trouble, they describe a stock as dangerous. And that's where we're heading, to the danger zone right now. Yes, welcome to the danger zone. Buckle up, because we're going to take a tour of a security that, in the opinion of the folks at New Constructs, is particularly dangerous. And here to give that opinion, Sam McBride. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. If you want more information on how they do their job, well, go to newconstructs.com. You can find there their most attractive and most dangerous stocks list, because they rate securities on that scale, most attractive to most dangerous. You can find their blog where they talk about all of their danger zone picks, and you can get a lot more information. Beyond the website, newconstructs.com, they're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Sam McBride, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
TrueCar.
Danger, danger.
TrueCar. It's ticker symbol TRUE. This is a stock that has been in the danger zone before. So your opinion last time, because it was in the danger zone, was... And so now it's apparently doing it again. That's just a shorter crash. It could be a long crash, too. So why are we back in the crash zone on TrueCar?
Yeah, so when we put TrueCar in the danger zone back in August of 2017, what we said was that it had a flawed business model. They were focused too heavily on serving the dealers, who were the people who pay them, rather than the customers who are shopping for cars on their website. And we said that was leading to a decreased value proposition for customers, which is going to make it more expensive for them to, you know, acquire new users to their website. And they were in the very early stages of a slowdown at that point. You could just see their marketing costs per user rising at that point. We said it was going to get a lot worse, and it did. And the stock is down 60% since we put it in the danger zone. And what we saw when we looked at their 10K for 2018 is it's not just slowing growth anymore. It's that their losses, which had been narrowing in the past, are starting to rise again. They're getting further away from profitability.
How out of whack is this? I mean, again, this is a stock that, because it went down the last time you talked about it, that's not that puts it from out of whack to back on kilter again. But you'd think if it was way misaligned back then, it would be better aligned now. But is it?
We don't think so. You know, we sort of look at the assumptions baked into the valuation to say, what does it have to do here? We think in order to justify its current valuation of about $6.70 per share, it's got to reach NOPAT margins of 11%, which is on par with a more successful company in the industry like Cars.com. It's got to grow revenue by 5% compounded annually for 10 years. This is a company whose losses are growing, and it's saying immediately they're going to achieve over 10% margins.
So how do we wind up translating that to a logical explanation of the share price? And the hard question, what's a catalyst?
So at this point, you know, I think there's just some stickiness. You know, people peg a valuation of a company to where it was trading in the past, and so you often see some resistance to get down to fair value, and it takes a little while. We've seen several catalysts over the past year and a half or so with disappointing earning reports, slowing growth. We think that's just going to continue to happen. You know, if you look in their last quarter, their average monthly users declined by 10% year over year. That's really a leading indicator for this company, because generally what happens is you have traffic on the website that leads to sales that often get recorded later on. So we think the next quarter is going to be really bad for them in terms of revenue and profits. And we think this downward trend is just going to keep happening.
And, you know, there are times when we go back and revisit a stock. But the interesting thing to me is, I mean, you guys are always looking. Something stays dangerous. Out of curiosity, as this stock cratered before, the last time it was on, it was a most dangerous stock. Has it been off the list? Did it get less dangerous Not that that's saying you loved it or that it became attractive, but did it get less dangerous and now it is again back at that more dangerous status? Or what has been the level of trouble that we've seen throughout with TrueCar?
It's continued to be in that, you know, most dangerous category. I don't know if it's been, it might have dropped off that portfolio a couple times, but it's continued to be one of our worst stocks the entire time. We've never looked at this and said, oh, it doesn't look risky. It's always looked very bad to us.
It's TrueCar, ticker symbol T-R-U-E. And, well, you know, we love talking about the auto folks. Baby, you can drive my car. But in this case, the music ends with a car crash. And that's why TrueCar, T-R-U-E, is in the danger zone again. Sam McBride, thanks so much for taking time out to talk with me about it.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
That's Sam McBride, everybody. He is investment analyst for New Constructs. And if you want to get more information, you want to see their full report on, well, not only today's pick, TrueCar for the Danger Zone, but anything they talk about here on the show, go check out their blog at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, March 25th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the market call. And that means we're going to be talking mutual funds and ETFs today with Jeffrey DeMasso, Director of Research at Advisor Investments. Stay tuned. That's next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.